We're doing the Magid Midovna. We're up to page Reish Yud Aleph. The Magid Midovna had said that a person has certain things that he loves that are really foolish, and they get in his way of loving Hashem. The attractions of the world are things that sometimes a person's in love with, and if he thinks that they're pointless and he actually takes action to uproot them from his heart, he can break his addictions, he could break his attractions to things that are mundane and distracting from his goal in life. And in order to understand the next piece, we need to introduce it. There is a halacha that vessels can become tameh, they can get spiritually defiled. Now, in order for it to become spiritually defiled, it has to be defined as a vessel, meaning a block of wood or a branch that falls off a tree doesn't get defiled. You have to do something with it to make it into a vessel. So let's say you have a long piece of metal that really you're going to make it into, let's say, the foot of a chair. So that you didn't finish working with that piece of metal. But let's say you decide in your mind that long piece of metal is going to be my pointer on the blackboard. So now it's finished. It's a finished product. Once it's a finished product, it can become defiled. So we have a halacha that says, if you just thought in your mind, you decided that piece of metal is from now on going to be my pointer, so then it, from that moment onward, it's considered a vessel and can become defiled. Now let's say you decide, forget it, I'm using it for the chair. Too bad. You can't undo it without doing an action. You have to do something with that piece, start attaching it to a chair, file it down, do something. You have to do a physical action to uproot what your thought did, meaning your thoughts can give it the status that it can become defiled, but your thoughts can't undo it. Now you have to do a physical action to undo that. So that's the basis for his next piece. And he says, "V'kach lecha siman al derech zeh." Take the following example. What our sages taught, kol hakelim yoredim letuma b'machshava, all vessels can become defiled by simply thinking about them, the way we explained. If you decide in your mind, that's it, it's a finished product, that's okay. You have a cup that still needs a handle. And then you decide, I'm going to use that cup as is. So now you've decided it's a finished product, it can become tameh. A minute later you decide, you know what, actually it would be nicer with the handle after I've used it once or twice, or after I think about it for a few minutes, I decide I really do want to put a handle on it. So then it's not a finished product anymore, but I can't undo it. Yodin netumah, they can become defiled b'machshava. Once I've thought that it's a finished product, so then I can cause it defilement. Venolin netumatan, but you can't undo it. You can't remove their capacity to become defiled. Ela b'shinui maaseh. Only if you do an action to change it. If you start attaching a handle, if you start filing it to attach a handle, then you're doing something to indicate it's not a finished product, then you can undo the status you've given it. Even though, in essence, the Talmud in Sukkah was discussing the mundane, the physical defilement, but in truth, the same applies to the defilement of the soul. As Maimonides writes, the same applies in medication. Lo yasiru et ha-machala ki im betetel ha-chole samim ha-poalim ha-hefech ma-asher b'inyan machalato. You're not going to remove illness without giving the patient drugs that counteract his illness. Aval im lo ta'asekin, but if you don't do that, gam ki takir v'teda ma'u derech ha-yashar, even though you know what's right, im kol zeh ha-yivel k'shura b'cha minor, hi bikra kala mesarechet derecheha. He says, when it comes to our soul, if we're not going to actively try to move things in the right direction, the fact that you know you should just isn't enough. I know I shouldn't be overeating. I know I shouldn't sit with a pack of popcorn and chips next to the computer when I'm tired. I know I shouldn't stay up late sitting at the computer. I know I shouldn't be looking at that. There are a lot of things we know. But until we take action, it doesn't change. Because the truth is that our habits from the time of our youth are deeply entwined into our personality. They don't have to become a part of our personality, but they're entwined there. And we have to actively remove those improper habits if we want to grow. אבל אם תעשה מעשים, but if you do actions, המתנגדים אל החפץ, that counteract it. Meaning, I come home, I know I shouldn't sit next to the computer now. I should go to sleep. I'll have a more productive day tomorrow. I've been telling myself for 3 years now I shouldn't do that. So now I'm going to come home and I'm going to unplug it. I'm going to come home and I'm going to tell my wife, put it away. I don't want to deal with it tonight. I'm going to take an action in the opposite direction. I know I shouldn't eat those potato chips. I won't even buy them when I'm at the store. I'll take the pack I have in the closet and I'll give it to the neighbor. I'll say, treat your kids. I did an action in the other direction. And if I could do it time and again, this is the big point here. If we could enter positive habits, it's going to be like spitting out. If you could spit out the phlegm, if you could take out, let blood and remove whatever the infection is. So sometimes that's what a person needs. He has phlegm, he has an infection, and there's pus. It has to be removed. And then, as a person gets into the habit of uprooting his habits that he wants to uproot, when he actively works against them, then he removes the habits, the illness that he's become accustomed to. V'yair lecha or hada'at. And then intellect shines on a person, v'yimshoch acharav gam hachefetz. And desire follows suit. Meaning, when you start out, tell a person he shouldn't smoke, he'll agree with you. But he doesn't want to stop smoking. He wants to, but he doesn't want to. There's that, I know I should, and because I know I should, then I guess I want to, because I don't want the product of smoking. But what do I want now? The here and now, I want to smoke. I know I should diet, but what do I want now? I want those corn chips. Talk to me about the diet tomorrow. Life is a series of challenges that way. And I do not desire, I really don't desire what I know is right. If I desired it, I would do it. I don't really desire it. Someone told me they have this program where people go on a diet and they have to lose a certain amount of pounds on the diet. They take a picture in a bathing suit when they start the diet, and then they have, I don't know if it's 30 days or 90 days to lose that weight, or else they're going to publish that picture. And most people lose the weight. Because most people can really figure out how to lose the weight. Their only problem is that they don't really desire losing the weight. But when they realize that their picture is going to be published and not a very flattering picture, if they don't lose the weight, suddenly that gives them the oomph to lose that weight.
They sign something in the beginning.
They sign, right. They sign in the beginning. Yeah. What? I don't know. Now I'm remembering it was in a book on game theory that he quoted this. That sometimes the key is being able to tap into what does a person really want. So here he's saying, yes, initially you won't like it, but the habit breeds desire. Meaning what begins as a habit that I'm forcing myself to do will evolve into something that I really want to do. And a simple example is getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. In the beginning, you got to force yourself to it. But as you get used to it, you start liking it. We'll have to pick up here next time. We're out of time.